The man who did it in the final seconds, a driving layup, Colin Bennett for the two-point win. Congratulations. Talk about the last drive in the game-winning shot.
Pretty physical game the whole time. A lot of fouls called, a lot of free throw shots. So we knew what we wanted to do. He fortunately missed that last free throw, gave us the opportunity to get the ball and get down the court. So thank you. It was just one of those things where ball came into my hands and kind of just put my head down and went to the basket. And it kind of worked out for the best.
Colin, talk about the last timeout. You took that timeout to freeze him just a little bit. What did Coach Rose talk about?
Basically that, you know, if he makes a shot, we wanted to get a timeout and get into something. Obviously, we had a play drawn up, and he basically said, we kind of talked it over, if he was going to miss, we had some timeouts remaining. I asked him if he wanted to call a timeout. He said no, just play, and the rest is history.
Sometimes it works well not to call the timeout. The defense can't get set. It certainly worked out well in this situation.
Right, yeah, I got that rebound and almost traveled out of bounds, frankly, but Jason had the ball. He said to me after the game, you're lucky, because he was pretty close to shooting that himself, so it is what it is. But that's something else you like to see. We got five guys on the court that can make a play anytime.
Colin, you know the history between these two teams. How hard is it to watch that lead slowly but surely dissipate, especially with the history of the last four games?
I'm pretty sure this is the first time in my Wesleyan career I've won against North Central, yep. Not even just at North Central. So definitely feels good on that part. But yeah, you know, knowing the history, we've had a couple blown leads here, a couple blown leads against them at home. Pretty close here again, but one of those things where it's early in the season, we got a young team, and it was good to see us have that fight where we don't give up no matter what, no matter how many punches they throw at us, we're always there to throw one back.
Talk about how difficult it is with that grinded out half-court style in North Central. They just keep coming at you.
And I tell you what, they do a great job with that. Mm-hmm. They know what they want to do. I don't want to say they lull you to sleep, but in a little bit they kind of grind it out, wait for you to get on your heels, and they run their offense, they run their stuff, and they do it well. They execute what they're trying to do.
I don't know if it was you that guarded Connor last year, but it was a lot of Jalen tonight guarding him. Did a really nice job of doing that and keeping him in front of him.
Right. Jalen's been outstanding on defense this year. Absolutely. Through all seven games, he's done a great job. He's done everything we've asked him to. And, he's got some length. That gives anyone trouble. He guards me in practice sometimes, and I get in trouble with that. So, we knew that we had some guys that are able to play some defense, and we showed that tonight.
Another guy coming off the bench for you. I thought Jason just did an outstanding job making big plays in the second half.
Jason plays hard. He had a couple. He had one where he stole the ball, almost broke the table. And, that kid's just a little bit of a maniac out there, but everybody loves it, and that's what he brings to the table. He brings energy. He can make some shots. He can make plays. He plays hard on defense, and he's an absolute great guy to have on the bench.
This has to be fun for you. I know you're a local guy. This is your area, coming up here and getting a victory.
There are people from high school all around here. Mm-hmm. Went to high school down the street. I mean, I've been playing Connor Reardon since, probably fifth grade. So, there's definitely a familiarity around here.
So what a difference a week makes for you guys after the loss to Carthage. It had to be upsetting to start 0-1, but to bounce back with two quality road victories like this.
Yeah, I mean, especially in CCIW play, it's you don't want to drop any home games. And you know what? We came in CCIW opener, we dropped it at home, and that was a bad taste in our mouth. And kind of just regrouped. We knew what we had to do. We had to play harder. There are going to be nights where shots don't fall, where things just aren't going your way, and at the end of the day, it's going to come down to how hard you play. And I think on nights like tonight and against Wheaton, things like that really show.
Well, you have a little bit of time off, although you have finals to prepare for and take, and then you get back out of the basketball court a week from Sunday. So where do you feel the team is right now as you break away from conference play for a couple of weeks?
I think we're in a good spot. Conference play is a different animal. I mean, the physicality and CCIW games are something else. Everyone here knows that, so it will be a little bit of a nice break, I think, to get against some non-conference teams that aren't as familiar. When you play in CCIW, people know your offense and you know theirs, and things get tough, so it'll be nice to, see some new faces. I'm not going to play against guys I've been playing since fifth grade, so that'll be nice. It'll be nice to get some time off. rest the legs a little bit, and then get right back into it again.
We appreciate the time. Congratulations on the performance and the victory tonight.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate it. That's Colin Bennett, who hit the game-winning shot, 68-66, a layup at the buzzer for Colin to give the Titans the victory by two. And welcome back to Gregory Arena here in Naperville, Illinois. Wesleyan wins it 68-66. Colin Bennett with the game-winning shot to give Ron Rose's team the victory. How about that finish?
Well, it's kind of becoming commonplace, isn't it? I mean, well, here's what I love. Our guys, again, we didn't play perfect. We made a lot of mistakes, but we battled. And the composure these guys show, I mean, we were really cruising. I thought we were really guarding that first half. Offensively, the ball was moving. We were making shots. It kind of came to a screeching halt that second half. We didn't guard the ball screen very well. We couldn't get our help side established on that pick and roll. Offensively, we were a little rushed, and we also missed some pretty good shots. And they made their run. We made a run, built it back up, and then, I mean, how about a finish? That's a gutsy shot by Colin Bennett, and great win for the Titans.
It's got to be difficult defensively. They're so methodical. They cut so well, and they find guys. It's just difficult to defend sometimes.
It's kind of a pitter-patter offense. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't get out and run very much. They'll walk it up, and then they'll set it up, and then they'll hold the ball. But they have really good players. And you know, when you're down 17 like they were, or 15 or whatever, they're playing free and easy. Mm-hmm. And they're good. You know, they were doing some things they weren't doing the first half because they had to attack a little bit more. And to their credit, they were making plays.
It's nice to win and learn. You know, we were up four with a minute 40 to go. We have to learn how to maybe be a little smarter down the stretch so it doesn't come down to that. Fortunately, there's a missed free throw on their part, and I thought, again, it's a different guy every night. You know what I liked is I think Brady has played lights out for us this year, and he didn't have his best game tonight, but other guys did. How about Jason Gorguire that first half? What an incredible performance he had that first half, and the energy he played with. I thought that was one of the bright spots.
Jalen and Miles had Connor most of the night. I thought they did a really nice job in him. And those two guys both give you a lot of length. It makes it hard for him to see a lot of times.
Yeah, in past years we've guarded with our three-man. And we thought, this year watching film, he's done most of his damage by posting up. And so we decided to put more length on him. And I thought until he got into that pick-and-roll situation, we really defended him exceptionally well.
Alex Sorensen really killed you on the pick and pop last year. You kind of took that away from him here this evening.
He didn't get the pick and pop, but he did get the pick and roll, and we got to work on that. I thought the first half our defense was more aggressive. We hedged the ball screens harder. We provided more ball pressure that they weren't seeing some of the things. We just weren't as aggressive in those actions the second half and gave them some space. And you give good players space to work in. Bad things happen. We gave up 43 the second half after giving up 23 the first half. They played better, certainly, but part of it, I think, was not being as aggressive as we had been.
You called the timeout with 12.2 to go. What do you talk about there in a situation? Are you trying to ice Alex at that point and also call a play at the same time?
Absolutely. You want him to think about it a little bit, but at the same time, we wanted to set up whatever scenario. I rolled the dice a little bit. I took our big guy out because he missed a free throw. You got to get the rebound. But I had so much confidence in Colin Bennett's toughness that he was going to get a body on him. He was going to be able to secure a missed free throw, which is exactly what he did. But I wanted to, if they were to make that free throw, that we were going to come down with shooters, spread the floor a little bit, and then all of a sudden I felt like Alex Sorensen, he didn't really have a matchup up there because we had essentially five perimeter players on the floor. So even if he made that, I felt like we had a lineup that was going to be hard to match up with those final 12 seconds.
Set a scenario, don't call a timeout because you don't want them to set their defense. You kind of want to get things in a game flow.
Well, that was our plan. And we've got, we had some juniors on the floor, guys that have been in that situation, seniors on the floor. So I had confidence that they would make a good decision. And we had really skilled players. When you go Brady Rose, Colin Bennett, Jason McGuire, Zach Knobloch, and Jalen Beasley, any one of those five can hit a big shot. And so we thought when we came down, we were going to send someone on penetration and spread the floor, and we felt pretty good we were going to get a shot. It was just a matter of knocking it down. And Colin saw that driving lane. I think part of the reason he had such a nice driving lane was everybody had to guard their man. You couldn't provide help, or you're going to leave a Zach Knobloch open.
Well, Coach, the history is having a hard time finishing against North Central. It's got to be great to finish one, especially here on the road.
I got to admit, it was going through my head. I mean, the last three games we've played with them, we have been up at the end of the game. We've had, you know, a lead with 3-4 minutes to go. And it's great. You know, what's really nice for this team, we didn't have a close game the first five games. I remember talking about that, Eric. And the last three, we've been in these situations. And being able to come through in these situations make you better. And so every time you can play a close game and come out on top, it's just a confidence booster. I've got a pretty composed group. I mean, they don't look rattled at any time, do they?
You know, my doctor wouldn't mind, you know, a 20-point blowout every once in a while now.
Hey, trust me. I'm with you, Eric. I you know, maybe that was on everybody's mind when we were up 17 and it was going good. But to be able to weather that storm and then bounce back to find a way to win that, very proud of our guys.
But you know how tough North Central is, and you knew the run was coming.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
And so did your guys as well. They knew the run was coming. It was playing through the run that was the key.
Well, to be honest, I was hoping when we were up 16 at half that my goal was to win the second half. Mm-hmm. That you know, we talked about let's erase the scoreboard. Let's go out there and play the same way. You know, and if you win the second half by four, it's a 20-point win. So you're hoping that that's what happens. But the reality is a team as good as North Central, as well-coached as they are, likelihood at their place they're going to make a run like they did. I thought we fended them off a long time, keeping them, you know, 6-8-point lead. But they came, you know, at the end they made some terrific plays to come back.
How good is the league? I mean, just terrific.
You look at all the scores up and down, and it's going to be a battle every night. And so getting a chance to play in these situations is really a great advantage. And you know, when I looked at the schedule, I think we've talked about this. I must have upset the commissioner when you look at, you know, Carthage, Wheaton, North Central in a row, your first three. And I thought, you know, you want to be 3-0, but, boy, if you can go 2-1, you've set yourself up pretty nicely because that means you've gotten a road win. Well, we didn't take care of the home game, but for our guys to show toughness and win two on the road, couldn't be happier about it.
And that had to be so deflating, losing that game to Carthage last Saturday and then staring those two road games in the eye.
For sure. You know, and you know what I liked is we came back after that tough Carthage game and we were all really, really disappointed in our performance. We didn't play nearly as hard as we have the last two. And it was a great lesson for us. And you're right. We were looking at, boy, you know, and the reality is we've won two games on last second shots. You could easily be 0-3. But at the same time, we could easily be 3-0.
Right.
So I think it's just a, you know, it's a cliche, but you got to take one at a time in this league, and you can't assume that anybody, you know, any given night. I think it's going to be one of those league races that it's going to be a crazy Wednesday, crazy Saturday, and you just got to take care of your own business.
Well, the last time the Titans won at Wheaton and North Central with the same season, you ended up going into Salem. So that's probably a good. At least a measuring stick for the success that you've had early. An example of how hard it is to do that, especially back-to-back like this.
Well, it's really hard. It's really tough because you got, you know, Wheaton and North Central are so well-coached, talented teams. And so I think that really is a testament to our guys' toughness. You know, I don't think they go in thinking we're at North Central. We can't win this game. There was a determination about it. So, we head into final exams. You know, we're giving our guys off a few days to make sure they take care of their academics. And I know it's a lot better to give them a little break after win than after loss that you have to stew on it. I don't know how those football coaches do it. You know, you have to wait a week to play. So I think this will be a good feeling, you know, with a week off here and getting ready for Wash another. You know, the beat goes on. Wash U next, which, again, another top 20 team.
I heard this is an early birthday present for one coach. Is that right?
Tomorrow is my birthday,
tomorrow.
Eric. Yep. You know, you get to my age, you're not quite as exciting as they were when you're in grade school. But if this is the birthday present, I couldn't ask for a better one.
Yeah, no question. Well, we appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on the win. Enjoy what little time off you get next week before you get back at it to Wash U back in Bloomington on the 17th.
Sounds great. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate the time.
Great job.